The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. Man, oh man, oh man. This week has been bananas. Bananas. I mean, all kind of stuff going on, from crazy stuff at my job personally, all the way to just, I guess, everybody getting cabin fever already. It's already setting in, ain't it? I mean, everybody's going on social media. I never seen social media blow up more than it has now. People going live on Instagram, people you never see on the internet, you know, other than posting pictures of their babies and stuff. Now they going live on Instagram, on Facebook. You know, people with social media accounts now are about to get popping right now. This is about to be the new entertainment. I'm gonna call it right now. It's kind of crazy, man. This is week three of that coronavirus self-quarantine situation going on, and people are losing their minds. Or people are, whether it's doing legit crazy stuff or it's just people so bored from not having anything to do, that they're literally just over here just trying to make up stuff to do, which I get it. I understand it. It's nuts out here. It's hard out here for pimp. And then you got people who's going through some real stuff, man. You know, people with mental health issues, you know, anxiety. That's shooting up through the roof because, you know, you don't know what to do during this time. Usually when you had your job or something to kind of distract you, you had this. People like myself, I don't have my family here close with me. I only have my sister who lives a couple towns over, but you can't do anything with them. But I'm single, unfortunately. So now, man, this is for single folk out there, man, this is the biggest cuffing season of all time that you can't even cuff. You can't even. It's so sad. I'm laughing, but it's sad. Oh my God. So in this week's episode, I just want to talk about some things that I'm doing during this quarantine. What are you guys doing during this quarantine? One of the things that I thought was super amazing and super cool is they have a local artist here in Monterey. Her name is Tefa Ornelas. She's a local artist here who runs and manages the local Dolly Museum here in Monterey. She has decided to be a positive force during this time. And she created and donated some paint kits for kids who have to stay home during this outbreak. Now, as we all know, kids aren't going to be going back to school until maybe after the summer. Now, kids are like, yes, no schools. Psych. Apparently, some schools are doing online learning. So, guess what? Get your butts behind a computer. Y'all about to learn today. So, it's not a full-on summertime. I know my son, I know that he's going to be learning online and doing his work during that time. So, big ups to Santa Rosa High for, you know, thinking ahead of the curve and getting things going and keeping the kids in school despite everything that's going on, not putting the full burden on the parents. Although I think it would be nice if parents during this time, you know, have been getting involved. I think it's been a good thing. It helped the kids be a little bit more creative. You know, my son, I think, is already bored with his video games. I hope and think he's starting to realize the futility of video games. It's not, I mean, they're fun. They have their place. But are they helping you produce anything? No. You know, are you accomplishing anything of real value playing video games? No. That is, not unless you're a professional gamer. Now, if you're a professional gamer, that's something different. I mean, you could take this quarantine to become a god in video games. So Fortnite players out there, you know, Apex Legends players, you know, all you guys, you know, Street Fighter fighting game competitors, y'all about to come out of this quarantine about to be legends. Legends of the quarantine. This is your training time. Okay, y'all better work out them combos now. because y'all about to be the bomb. I mean, if y'all don't take this in and you don't see it happening, then that's on you. As my favorite Obi-Wan quote says, you have done that yourself. Okay? So you know, it's gonna be a good time for those gamers. But otherwise, if you just, you know, 7 to 14 years old and you sitting at home doing nothing, just playing video games, that's gonna get bored real quick. I got people taking on puzzles and, you know, playing board games, getting together time with their family, which is super nice, which is really good. It's forcing families to come together in a way that they haven't before. I'm going to say something. I think this is going to cure a lot of stuff. I think it's going to help a lot of things, whether we think so or not. We're like, oh my God, this quarantine is so horrible. Oh my God, what am I going to do? The kids are home. I have to work even if I'm gone. What are we going to do? I don't know. I think it might be something super positive. Because you think about it right now, everybody's working 24/7, right? Pretty much, right? Couples never get to see each other. Thus, couples grow apart, okay? Causes strange strife and mistrust in relationships, right? So now that y'all both got to be home, guess what? Y'all got to look at each other now. Y'all got to be around each other. And if you got kids, you know, you really got to now start working together. So what does that build? A new partnership that's getting reestablished, right? Okay. So you're working together as a team like you're supposed to be, you know, figuring out how to keep the kids entertained, what to do at home, what you guys can do with each other at home, figuring out all kinds of things. And what's that going to do? That's going to build. That's going to build what was torn down after a while, you know. And I think it's going to be something good. The effects on the outside world, I mean, we've been seeing reports on the internets and on TV about the impact this social distancing and everything is actually having on the earth and the environment. Hey, it seems like this earth is healing just a little bit. You know, it'd be nice to see how many things are green once we all come out of our caves, right? And how much fresher things are going to be. I mean, it's raining now where I'm at. It's been raining actually the last couple of days, which unfortunately is a breeding ground for this virus, but we're not going to talk about that. Because when summertime hits, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful summer. Because this sucker's going to be gone. This Rona's going to be gone. She's going to go back home. You know, everything is just going to be beautiful to hang out with. And hopefully during that time, a bigger and better perspective of what life is really about is going to be shown during this time. Like I said, I think this is something that's going to be, is going to be really good. So, you know, now more than ever, I mean, I think it's a time where we should all really, you know, stop and think and really focus on not only ourselves personally and our personal development, but what about all those things that you talked about wanting to do on social media? You know, 2020, new year, new me, new life, new me. Yes, I'm going to do it. Well, now guess what? It's time. 2020 is calling you on your bluff hard right now. What are you doing? What are you doing? Podcasters, dude, it is our time, okay? It is our time. I'm going to shout this to the mountaintops. It is our time. TV and movies have been shutting down production because of coronavirus concerns. So, you know, who's out there left? I mean, you can only binge so much Disney Plus, so much Netflix, you know, and the amount of time that we're going to be in this piece, we're going to binge through all of that stuff real fast. If you're not already doing so now, okay, we're going to go through it. Okay. So then what you got after that? It's us, baby. It's podcasters. This is what we live for. This is our destiny. This is why we were brought here. All this podcast we were doing, this is what it was preparing us for. That COVID, son, that ro-ro for now. Because after all that other entertainment's gone, you got the podcasts. YouTubers, same thing. You know, if you guys' YouTube channels are down, I mean, haven't been doing much work on your podcast YouTube channels for a while, this is your time. This is your time, Okay, I don't think no algorithm is going to jack this up. No algorithm can beat Roro. It can beat self-quarantine. Because that, you know, when you ain't got nothing to do, you all you can do is create content, right? So honestly, this is a time of no excuses. So podcasters, get them podcasts up. Make multiple episodes. Slap them suckers together. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be making podcast episodes up the wazoo. Okay? Let me see. Right now, they got plans to probably be in this quarantine for the next 6 months. Oh. Okay. It's a hard pill to swallow. Yes, it is. Don't freak out, though. You could come out with, you know, 28 pieces of content, podcast goodness. Okay. And if we keep just watching the internets and watch people acting crazy, we got all kind of stuff to talk about. We do. We really do. I got some stuff to talk about. And I'm going to talk about it on this episode today. But before I move on, I just want to say big shouts to Ms. Stefa Ornelas, who's done this to go out and donate her arts, donating art supplies to kids who are out of school to help keep them occupied and to keep them, you know, creative during this time, because it can be hard. It can be hard. But then this is the time where parents and influencers can really take this opportunity to show children how to be creative and to do something other than what they're used to, you know, and to expand their minds a little bit more. Another thing during this time that is super, super important that I want to talk about, you know what? I don't want to see nobody talking bad about anybody who is in customer service, who is a restaurant worker, who is a convenience store worker, a grocery store worker, anybody who does any of these, what was formerly looked at as menial jobs, okay, now looked upon as heroic jobs, to be quite honest, because they're the ones keeping this piece going, okay? I mean, they've had to really think outside the box and figure out a way to keep society moving, keep society fed, keep society supplied and stocked. You know, medical workers, EMT workers, nurses, doctors, you know, your fast food workers. Yes, those of y'all working at KFC, Wendy's, Burger King, Carl's Jr., big ups, McDonald's, big ups to you guys. Okay. Trust me, there are going to be no ads regarding how unhealthy your food is during this time. I promise you. And anybody that does is going to get met with the harshest of criticisms. Okay. Because right now y'all keeping us alive. For some of us who don't like to cook, for some of us who just can't do it. You know, I mean, those of us who only know how to boil water and cook a mean pot of water are going to be learning how to, cook, you know, regular. You're going to have to forced, you know, growth. Okay. But I don't want to hear nobody talking no mess about them anymore. I'm not going to talk mess. And I really think these corporations who are keeping these things going should really reward their employees who continue to come to work during this time, who've been willing to keep everybody motivated and keep everybody going to keep this entire world, nation, whatever, afloat. Because this is rough, because they should be home too. Let's just be real. They should be home too. And they're not. So we need to show some appreciation to those folks. Every time you go to a drive-through, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it. Tip them. If they take tips, tip them. Tip them, because they're still getting that minimum wage for, you know, the job that they're doing, when they should be getting paid double, at least during this time. At least for the next 6-7 months to the end of the year, all fast food joints, all medical workers, y'all should be getting paid double. This is called hazard pay. Y'all should be getting that. I think that'd be a cool thing for you guys, because you guys definitely deserve it during this time. Anybody who works in government jobs, essential government jobs, same thing. Y'all should be getting paid double. If you work in the public eye and you work in the government, though, you should be home. It should be home. No problem, DMV. Y'all should be home. Y'all shouldn't be out here, but you should be getting paid for the work that you're putting in, despite. So when you go out today, when you're bagging your groceries, show kindness, show love, show appreciation, say thank you a million times to these people because they should be home. They should not be out here bagging your groceries. They should not be out here cooking your food and doing that. Y'all should be at home doing that yourself. But in reality, if it wasn't for them, this it would all shut down and get real Lord of the Flies real quick up in here. So thank them for that. Okay. Another thing too, local businesses, let's support them too. Support the local businesses. Okay. Ad Astra Bread Company here in Seaside, where I'm at, is a small business, a newer one that, man, I think about, they just recently opened up. And then for this to happen to them, I think they've only been open just this first year. I think they've been open so far. And for this to happen now is terrible. Just terrible. Terrible. Let's go out and give them some love, please. Get some bread. Get some bread. Everybody needs bread. And in fact, if they open, when they open up, I'm going to go get me some bread because they need that love. Please. You know, support these businesses. Keep them going wherever your favorite places are. Restaurants and things are closed now. Okay. But if they offer services where you could do pickup only, go and get it. Go and support them. You know, if you're not cooking at home or if you need certain supplies and you know you can get it from a local, a local business, go and do it because they suffer in hard too. You know, they have an option either to close their doors and suffer and go out of business or stay open and try to make do. And they've been thinking out the box as well. So let's reward them for their hard work and their dedication and help them to keep their doors open after this piece is over. We don't want to have them start all over again because, you know, because it is Roro. Rona ain't got nothing on this. Let's make sure it doesn't grab a foothold of our local businesses and things like that. Go show some support. And again, give them the thanks, give them the love, give them the appreciation, and give them the tips that they need to keep on moving. Okay. So wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this at, I challenge you to go show your thanks to a fast food worker, a grocery store bagger, a medical person of any type. Okay. Show the love, show the appreciation. Okay. And that's all. Like Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that. If you are an introvert during this here whole quarantine thing, let me tell you something. Y'all are thriving right now. I can't wait to see how many people are, you know, there's so many people, yeah, as I go through life, I've become more of an introverted person. I'm not that much social. People anger me. I hate people. They're so dumb. And the real life introverts, you know, this entire time, just side-eyeing people, just like doing it, rolling their eyes all hard. I know it. I know they have. Because I'll tell you, I'm not an introvert myself. I don't claim to be 100% full introvert. There are times when I first know somebody, I may come off as an introvert because I'm quiet. But what it is that I'm not, it's not because I'm shy, but it's because I'm observing. And I want to know what I'm going to deal with if I decide to open my mouth to you, right? So it looks like I'm an introvert, but deep down, I'm really not an introvert. I'm a combination of the two, so to speak. But I'm more so on the side of extrovert more than anything. So when I hear people talk about, oh yeah, I'm an introvert. No, you're not an introvert. You're just shy. Or no, you're not an introvert. You just, you know, you just like to say you are to get some attention. So you got the real introverts during this time, real homebodies during this quarantine that are like, yes, you telling me I don't have to go and look at people? You telling me I don't gotta go and talk? I can sit at home all day and do what I want. I can make crafts and do all of that and possibly get paid too. What? Yeah, they're thriving right now. hardcore. They are thriving. And big ups to you guys for holding out and showing us what a real introvert looks like. Because believe me, they really doing it. It's them who's going to be providing all the entertainment too. They going to be on the socials. They going to be, you know, showing us how to do stuff on Instagram, Facebook, all of it. Because that's where they thrive. That's where they really can express themselves. It's them areas right there. I'm telling you, that's how it's going to work. And those of us who are extroverted, oh, we going nuts. We going to come out here with mental issues. We going to be out here having traumas, okay? We going to be traumatized by this whole entire thing. They sitting in the house right now, just going nuts, looking outside, just, oh my God, I can't do it. I want to go outside. I want to go outside. You know, like a little dog who's an inside dog, but he always want to go outside and play. Or a dog that's on a leash that's outside. He can't go outside the fence at all because he's always told to stay in the yard, stay in the yard, stay in the yard. But it's happy. It's excited. It's a get it dog. It wants to go out and do stuff. It just wants to get out. It just wants to be free. It just wants to do things. And then all of a sudden you let the leash go or it accidentally gets out and it just, pew, just takes right off toward the first thing they see. Okay, they go out sniffing everything, peeing on everything, just going ham, going nuts, right? You know, that's extroverts right now. You know, we tripping out, we on a leash right now. We don't have the option to go out and be extroverted. You know, we don't have the option to become a pseudo introvert. That's no longer an option. So we stuck, and because of that, our real nature is coming to form. And because of that, we're all going crazy. So, you know, it's funny. There's other things going on. I kind of want to move over and talk about some. I just talked about how there's movies and things that have halted production, TV shows that have stopped recording because of this whole railroad thing going on. And there are some movies that were about to be released that are now not going to be released because movie theaters are not closed. Some of these companies are considering moving them over to streaming services and to have them released just to buy, straight up, just like direct to DVD or straight to stream. And I don't know how I feel about that, especially as a movie lover. I mean, I can see why they want to do it. It on paper, it makes a lot of sense, okay? It really does. And I can understand why they would want to go that route. And especially seeing that the industry could potentially lose, not potentially, they are going to lose millions upon millions of dollars during this phase in time. So moving to a streaming platform is going to be, and actually is a good move. It is smart. Okay, it is smart. However, there's some movies that I've specifically been waiting for, okay, that I want to see in a movie theater. I want to see them on a movie theater first. I don't want to see them on my TV. Not yet. Not yet. You know, I don't want to be forced to do something that I don't want to do yet. And one of those things is seeing the movies, I want to see in the theater. Perfect example, Wonder Woman 84, supposed to come out next month. I want to see that in the movie theater. I want to see Wonder Woman in that gold, you know, Themyscira armor on the big screen. I don't want to look at that on the TV. I don't want to look at that on the TNV. I don't. I want to see that in her full glory, bouncing bullets off. I want to see that invisible jet. I want to see her swinging on lightning bolts on the big screen. I don't want to see that on TV. It'll take it away. You know, no. I want to see Gal Gadot talking her Themyscira accent on the big screen. I don't want to know. I'd be willing to wait for that. I'd be willing to wait till the summertime to see that. Okay. And besides, and if they wait till the summer to put this stuff out, once this railroad slows down, because honestly, my prediction, I think is going to slow down immensely during the summer. It'll still be around, but you're going to see it start to lose its steam during the summertime, and slowly I think some of these major things will open back up. Movie theaters is going to be one of them. That's going to be the major sign to say, hey guys, you can go outside now. You can go back and try to live life. The movie theater's opening up. That's going to be one of the very first things. I'm calling it right now. Mark this date. Day that you're listening to this. I called it. Movie theaters are going to be the first thing to open. And that's going to be our sign that it's safe to go outside now. Okay? But once that happens during the summer, these movies are going to make buku millions. Just sit back and bide your time, people. Another movie that was supposed to come out, and it is actually supposed to come out this week or next week, the Black Widow movie. Now, Black Widow movie was one that I was like, do we need it? I didn't think so. It was kind of nice to, okay, she's getting a movie. I mean, yeah, she deserves her own movie. She does. But was I, like, hyped about it at first? No, not really, until I saw the first trailer. And I saw the first trailer for Black Widow, and I was like, yes, take my money. You can have it, Disney, once again. You've stolen my cash. But they're like, nah, psych. We think we want to put this on Disney Plus. And I'm like, no, I don't want to see that on Disney Plus. Not yet. Wait up. Hold off on it. Wait till the summer. Give us something to do during the summer. You know? And you want to show some appreciation? All the movie theaters, knock down your prices about $2-$3. Let's go back to the old days for a minute. Go to a movie now, costs about what, $10 to $14, $10-$12. Somebody that see a movie now? Let's go old school. Until the end of the year, all movie theaters, okay, should knock their prices back to how it was like in the 90s. To go see a movie back in the 90s was about $7-$8, right? Knock it down $7-$8. I guarantee it. If all of them do that as a thank you to say, hey, thanks for waiting on us. Thanks for not giving up on us. Not millions, billions will be made. I promise you. I try it. I want a movie exec. If a movie person is thinking about this, or anybody from AMC, Century Theaters, everybody listens to podcasts now. So I'm telling you, till the end of December, till December 2020, knock all your prices of your movies down to $7 to $9 in that spectrum or whatever, $7 I think it was. Knock it down that price, or just make all movies matinee price. Boom. Make all movies matinee price no matter when you go see them. You make all your movies matinee price, billions will be made. I promise you, Bobos. I promise you. I promise you. Okay? And it's smartness. Another movie. James Bond, 007, is supposed to be coming out. I've been waiting for this film for years. I've been waiting for this film. This is the final Daniel Craig film. Him as Bond. And rumor has it, there will not be another male James Bond after this, because of passing the mantle over to a female who will take on the role or the... What is it? It's a rank, or, oh my gosh, I'm blanking out, and I'm a James Bond fan too. Anyway, who'll be taking over the role of 007? It'll be a female. I saw the trailer, stoked about it, and I am wanting to see this. This is not something I want to see on a streaming service. I really do not. I do not want to see this stream. I am willing to wait until the summer, like it was back in the day, when all the movies that would come out, good movies would come out during the summertime. Let us live those nostalgic days, okay? You're forcing people to be patient now. Let's do that. In fact, this might be the opportunity to go back to that formula. Why? Because this time it'll work. You know, movie theaters are closed now. You go out, summertime hits, all these big blockbuster movies come out, and just keep them till then. Don't release them. Just leave it. What do you guys think? Am I going a little bit crazy on this? Am I crazy for thinking that? Because I think this is a good opportunity. Like I said, this summer, I'm going to say it's going to be the 2020 is going to be the best summer ever. It's going to be fresh outside. Okay. Everything's going to look gorgeous. Yes. The only bad thing about summer at this point is our bodies are going to be all terrible. Because we're freaking out and panic eating and stuff. Because we got nothing to do during this quarantine. But other than our summer bodies going to the issues, summer in general is going to be dope. It's going to be great. It's going to be the best summer ever. 2020 and 2021, the two best summers, man. And the movie industry could really capitalize if they are willing to be patient and just say, hey, hold up. Y'all can't go out no way, so we're just going to hold this off until the summer, and you guys can come see them. Matinee prices on all movies. Okay? I'm telling you, AMC, Century, all y'all, United Artists, y'all better do that. I'm telling you, y'all better do that. Matinee prices on all movies through the rest of 2020. Billions. Y'all will make so much money hand over fist. I kid you not. It will be amazing. And it will be the coolest summer ever. It will. It will be. So, they're thinking about moving a lot of movies to the streaming platforms. And like I said, I think for some of the movies, I think that's cool. Non-essential. I hate calling them non-essential movies. Like rom-coms, some action films that don't have major stars or something like that, or semi-popular stars, comedies, move those over to streaming platforms. I think that would be good. I think that is smart. Netflix does it all the time. They have their own movies. None of those movies are in theaters. So I'm not saying that it wouldn't work, but for these movies, these major blockbuster films that are coming out, those need to just hold off, keep them in your back pocket. And when the summertime hits, let them out. And I think that's going to work much better than people realize. Okay. And then, like I said, when it's okay for us to go outside, the introverts will pop out and be like, you know what? I kind of appreciate people, I'll give them a shot. And for at least 7 days, they'll be nice to everybody. They'll want to talk, you actually get to know an introvert, because we all need human interaction in some form or another, but they'll be asking you your opinions on the movies and all that stuff. Now they're going to come across a lot of crazy people, and that's going to be introverts. Those are all going to be the extroverts. Okay. So introverts, if you guys go out after this quarantine is over and y'all see some crazy people out there or a little bit cracked in the head mentally, just know that person was an extrovert. Okay. Whose cabin fever had finally caused them to snap. Don't take it out on us. Be patient with us, be kind, be sympathetic, be empathetic, and just help us through. Okay. Just help us through. All right. So, anyway, that's all I got to say about that. So what are some suggestions you guys have for not going nuts during this quarantine? Well, in order to answer that question, I went to the gram, and I got some information from y'all folks on some suggestions. How you guys are staying, not going stir crazy. Okay. So, I actually got some good suggestions here, guys, so I'm gonna shout some of y'all out here. Let me see here. I'm going to go on Instagram actually and do this. New Blue Moon Cali is one of my, regular listeners to the podcast. She mentioned have a baby. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of those coming out pretty soon. I was thinking about that when she said that to me, and I was like, there probably are going to be a lot of babies. I don't know what they'll be called though. You know how every time you get a generation of kids, they're categorized by a specific specific season or something like that. There was the Gen Xers, the baby boomers, millennials. So anybody that's born during that Rona phase, or they call Roro babies, Corona boomers. You call them COVID babies, maybe Generation C, 2319ers, 2319 agers. I don't know. We got to come up with something in advance, like what that's going to be called. Anyway, Hunky and Co., which is Big Sean, She's actually a local person here in Monterey as well. She runs Hunky House Dance Church. And she made a suggestion here. She talked about walking dogs, writing and starting an online store to clear out your garage. Now, selling your junk during this time is a good idea. You know, you can make a lot of extra cash if you want to. You just cleared out all the stuff you had. Or like if you go to storage unit or something like that and you clear out, you know, all the old stuff that you actually don't use anymore. But that means you actually got to be, you can't be a hoarder. You got to go in and actually clean that stuff out. You got to be willing to let some stuff go. Because if you don't, then it's not going to work, right? You know, so find that stuff you haven't used in a while and, I don't know, maybe sell some extra money. I think that's, sell some extra stuff, make some extra money. I think that's a good idea. Angelica, who was another supporter of the podcast, she had a suggestion of writing a book. Now, I think that is a very good suggestion, depending on what your passions are, what you're into, what you're good at. And I'm in the middle of actually attempting to do a children's book. I don't know how good it'll go. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how good it's going to go, but I'm going to try it out. And I figure, hey, while I'm doing it, you know, I can say that I've done it once. I've always been that type of person that likes to try things at least one time. So, you know, during this quarantine, if I could make a book or a children's book in this case, I think that'd be cool. Angelica, though, she's an extremely intelligent woman. So, you know, I can see her making some kind of novel or something like that. Angelica, if you're listening to the show right now, what you going to talk about? Building an empire. Oh, you could do a business book, girl. Do a business book based on your experiences. I think that'd be a tight idea. Or Pregnancy and Child Rearing, Second Time Round by Angelica Johnson Davila. I don't know. That'd be good. I think that'd be neat. I'm going to go with the children's book. You can go ahead with the novel or the how-to book or the self-help book. Rob, I think you would rock that. Rock that. Oh, How to Eat Organic. You know, because I know you're into that too, girl. Anyway, those are some suggestions there. Those were in the Instagram post that I posted on the Stuff Podcast Show Instagram. If you're not already following, make sure you go there and follow it there. Again, on Instagram, the Stuff Podcast Show. I also have stories that are up on the regular basis there as well. Make sure you look at those. There's a dude here who wrote me a comment in French. I don't know French, unfortunately. It looked beautiful, though. The comment looked gorgeous. Et c'est pas de question simplemente de dire que j'aime beaucoup ton compétit. Bonjour à toi. I'm not sure if that was real French, if I spoke it. I just looked at it and just said it and what I think it sounded like based on the accent that I learned from Ratatouille. And if it was awesome, please let me know. And if I actually said it right and it translated into something, I'd appreciate it if somebody that's listening could translate that for me. I think that'd be cool. But this person was a French geek and that was their suggestion. So if you're listening, a French geek, and you got that, maybe you could hook that up with an English translation for me. That'd be cool because my iTranslate is broken. Elizabeth, another woman from Story of Liz on Instagram, try something new. Cook something you've never tried before. That's the point, you know? Do something you've never done before. I think a lot of people are, especially during this time, are trying new things that they've never done before. Get caught up on those projects that, you know, you said you was going to get back on. Like I said in the last segment, you know, this is a good time to do it. If now, if any, you know, so get on that. And another suggestion. Oh, hey, Serge is another regular listener to the podcast supporter. Draw, draw, draw. Now, those of you who know me, I am an artist. I do cartoon artwork. I do fine art paintings. I do fine art charcoal and graphite drawings. And, art is definitely my steez. It is my forte. And yes, I am definitely drawing, drawing, drawing. Those of you artists out there, I recommend that too. Draw, draw, draw. Hone your skills. This is one of the best times ever to do it. Hone those skills. Learn some new talents. Learn how to sell your art. If you're an artist that was trying to find a time to go forward with your art career, this is the time to do it. Get that website up. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to put up a portfolio myself soon. So, you know, you can look out for that. And yeah, just go for it. Just do it to it, man. I think that's really cool. This quarantine, if we're smart, if everybody is smart, you're going to come out of this quarantine with some newly transformed people, get some new skills and things that they learn that they could take out to this new version of Earth and a new version of the world, pretty much, that'll be out once this thing blows over. And hopefully we could use it to encourage one another and get some good out there, you know, make some good times, you know, real creativity and things like that. I have a definite prediction of how things are going to work after this. Maybe I'll talk about that some other time on the episode where we talk about Roro a little bit more and in depth. But I think this could be a good thing. I'm going to say it again. I think it could really be good. And we'll find out. But the important thing is never lack the humility to be willing to learn something new. You know, and this is the best time to do it. Just learn something new. Keep the skill with you. Apply it in your life somehow to make yourself a little extra cash on the side, or just have it just to have it, you know, just to have some additional knowledge. There's nothing wrong with that. And you know, make it happen, make it rock. I think that'd be a good idea. So anyways, what I want to say lastly is just stay home, you know, stay home. Don't try to be a hero and do all this your crazy stuff. Stay inside. This is important. If this virus is as dangerous as they're saying it is, it's important that you stay inside. Don't be like people who come to the DMV after they've been told that they get a 60-day extension and they decide to come to the DMV anyway. Don't do that. Stay inside. Stay in the house. I know it's nuts. I know it's still crazy. It's not one of my favorite times either, honestly. You know, learning how to just finally sit still, you know, after moving around and working so much, it's rough. But, you know, if you keep yourself busy and occupied, you can possibly accomplish a lot of things, a lot of things. But stay home, be safe, don't do anything stupid, please. And take this time to learn, take this time to grow, take this time to expand on your knowledge, who you are as a person, reflect on a lot of different things, how you can, you know, grow as a person, how you plan on coming out of this entire situation as a better person, and how you could possibly contribute to that and to those around you based on what you learned during this time of contemplation and growth and learning is important. It's a good thing. So my best suggestion, just embrace it. Embrace it. Love it. Okay. So anyways, thanks so much for that. If you guys have any other ideas or any other suggestions, make sure you, again, if you're not on my Instagram, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at the Stuff Podcast Show, and on Twitter as well. I also leave tweets, the Stuff IDW. Shoot me an email, thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. Always checking on all of those avenues, things. And I'd love to hear from you guys. Anything else you guys have that you want me to talk about or anything, be sure to let me know there as well. All right. So that's it for this week's episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. I want to thank you guys so much for listening in and taking the time with me to talk some more about news, entertainment, life, all the different stuff that I usually talk about. You guys are so awesome, so amazing, and I really appreciate you guys. Content is growing on a constant basis, and I would love for you guys to continue spreading the word and participating in the community, the social community that I'm trying to build. I'm over on Facebook, so follow the Facebook group, The Stuff Podcast Show. You can also find me on Twitter at The Stuff IDW, on Instagram, The Stuff Podcast Show. And you can also send me an email, give me your feedback on the shows, what you think, any show suggestions, topics, and ideas. You can always send them there, and I'll be sure to read them. And I take these suggestions and
read them aloud on the What You Say Breath segment of my show. You can shoot an email to me at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you all very much, and I look forward to chatting and hanging with you guys again next week on The Stuff Podcast Show.